live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Vicky Phelan has supported calls from Donegal County Council to abolish the HSE. Minister Damien English is to meet with officials tomorrow to discuss the defective block issue affecting hundreds of homes in Donegal. The HSE has confirmed that there are no current plans to create a second renal dialysis unit for Letterkenny University Hospital. And £3,000 worth of damage was caused by a blaze at the new Neat Sportswear building in Strabane last evening. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, Vicky Phelan has supported calls from Donegal County Council to abolish the HSE. A motion put forward yesterday by Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher received unanimous support. She called for the HSE to be disbanded in the wake of the cervical check scandal. In a tweet today, Ms Phelan said she fully supports the call from Donegal County Councillors and says that was the main reason why she went public with her case, to save women's lives. Councillor Gallagher praised the courage of Ms Phelan.
The motion was to raise awareness of the scandal that has emerged over this last month, the cervical smear scandal. There was unanimous support in the chamber to send condolences and solidarity to all those who have been affected, but all of those who are at home and who are frightened that, you know, maybe they are one of these people as well.
You made the point that the actions of Vicky Phelan in taking the court action and going public in the way she did, you believe will have saved lives?
As definitely will save lives. The courage that she showed, Donal, after going through a horrendous time of treatment and God knows, you know, what she went through, to have the courage to and have to, I suppose that's the disgusting part of it, to have to take on the state to get, I suppose, disclosure so as that other women across the state could get their disclosure.
Donegal County Council has backed your motion. And indeed, you initially sought HSC reform at the request of Councillor McGuinness. That became HSC abolition.
Yep, and it's a unanimously agreed in Donegal County Council that we seek the abolition of the HSE. It is not working, it isn't serving the people that it's set up to serve, and it has become, I suppose, a monster that's out of control.
Housing Minister Owen Murphy has confirmed that Minister Damien English is to meet with officials tomorrow to discuss the defective block issue, which is affecting hundreds of homes in Donegal. Minister English in December told people in Carndonagh that there would be news on a redress scheme by the end of April, which was then pushed back to May, with that deadline once again fast approaching. Speaking in the Dáil this afternoon, Minister Murphy said following tomorrow's meeting, the government will be in a better position to issue more information for affected homeowners.
Minister English, as you know, has been dealing with this issue. It is a complex issue and he hasn't been sitting on his hands. No one in the department has, and he's been up to visit some of the homes to see exactly firsthand what the situation is. He is meeting with officials tomorrow, and following that meeting we'll be able to issue more information in relation to what is happening with the report, what is happening with the recommendations, some of which are already being implemented, and the possibility, if there is one, of a redress scheme in the future.
The Dáil has passed a motion calling on Fisheries Minister Michael Cree to replace the statutory instrument under which penalty points were imposed on fishermen. Last week, Donegal Deputy and Fianna Fáil spokesperson Pat the Cope Gallagher moved a private member's motion calling for the provision to be scrapped. Today, the Dáil accepted a Sinn Féin-backed amendment calling for the measure to be changed in a way which will make it fair for fishermen, particularly in terms of problems with the original measure, which were highlighted by the courts. Sinn Féin Councillor Noel Jordan is Lasca Hearla of Donegal County Council. He's hopeful this will finally resolve the situation.
Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin have agreed to put an amendment forward on the statutory instrument that the government has introduced, asking the department and calling the government to introduce regulations that will give effect to the ruling of the Supreme Court of Ireland on this matter.
You would be now hopeful that the requirements of the law can be met while the rights of the fishermen can be also upheld, and you believe that balance can be found?
Yeah, I do believe it can be found, and it's give a complainant the opportunity to get a fair hearing, and I do think there is a balance there. There is an opportunity to include that. The amendment will help that.
The Taoiseach says it will be the 1st of January 2019 before new abortion laws take effect. He's also warned that trying to change current legislation in the meantime may only delay the overall bill from passing. The Cabinet gave Health Minister Simon Harris approval to draft the new laws at this morning's meeting. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says despite the massive endorsement from the people at the weekend, it will take a while to change the law.
We will need clinical guidelines as well, and it will be necessary to regulate and license the new medicines. So it's still our anticipation that it will be at the end of the year, 1st of January 2019, before we have fully given effect to the will of the people, even with the best intentions.
The HSE has confirmed that there are no current plans to create a second renal dialysis unit for Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has now called on Health Minister Simon Harris to fund the expansion of renal dialysis services at the hospital due to demand within the county. Deputy Pringle received confirmation that the business case submitted to HSE Estates for costings for the construction of a new unit is unlikely to lead to any development of existing services this year. He is urging the government to ensure the services at the hospital are enhanced.
But they have plans to upgrade the services and hospital, and that's with the department at the moment, and it's open to the department to fund that, and I'll be hoping that they will fund that for next year, because I think that will do wonders in terms of augmenting the services that the hospital has, and it's vitally important, and you know, and people, you know, dialysis is vitally important to many people across Donegal, and I think the best facilities that they can have will make a difference for them in terms of the getting the service, and also and the comfort that they have when they are getting that service. You know, so it is vitally important, and I would be calling on the government to support it right away.
And we do know that there are plenty of people in Donegal that would benefit from this.
Yes, there's people right across the county who are travelling regularly, and it's great that they have the services in Letterkenny, but there does need to be a better capacity there, and the hospital does need to be able to facilitate that as well. And I think that's what the proposal is that they have with the department, and I'd be calling on the government to fund that to make sure that it happens.
And is there any hope that this could come to fruition in the near future?
Well, it is with the department at the moment, and it's up to the government to make the decision on it. I would push them to make sure that they do for next year, and the hospital has it on its list of service improvements that it wishes to make. Basically, we should be pushing an open door, but unfortunately, the government hasn't been shown the commitment required to make sure that the services are enhanced.
£3,000 worth of damage was caused by a blaze at the new O'Neill Sportswear building in Strabane last evening. It's believed that the fire was started deliberately at about 8 o'clock. The development is still at construction stage and once complete will provide a new distribution facility and shop complex. Westron MLA Michaela Boyle raised concerns that the expansion of the company could have been in jeopardy due to the actions of those that maliciously ignited the fire.
This blaze at the sports factory in Strabane, the new expansion that has taken place there, could have jeopardised that expansion that has currently taken place. As you know, O'Neill's is one of the biggest employers within the Strabane district area, and its commitment and loyalty to the area has been further enforced by this ongoing expansion by the company that came to set up its new counter expansion here. So this is disappointing news for Strabane in terms of the fact that someone went out of their way to maliciously set fire and cause damage to this site.
And you would be encouraging anybody who has any information to come forward?
Absolutely. The people responsible for that malicious fire do not represent the people of Strabane, and I would appeal for anyone with information about this arson attack to bring it forward to the relevant authorities.
And it is disappointing, but unfortunately at this time of year, these occurrences do happen due to the good weather.
That's it. I mean, you know, you'll find that there's a lot of people out and about and enjoying the sun and taking time to enjoy it, but obviously there's a very small margin of individuals or an individual that took time out yesterday evening to cause this destruction in the area, causing thousands of pounds worth of damage, which is very disappointing.
It's been confirmed to Highland Radio that the progress of building works at St Mary's National School in Stranorder will not be affected by an educational survey being carried out. It has been announced that Donegal ETB will survey preschool parents in Stranorder and Ballybofey to identify whether the current choice of school patronage available is satisfactory. This is part of the school's reconfiguration for diversity process. Education Minister Richard Bruton confirmed to Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh during a Cabinet meeting earlier today that the educational survey and analysis will not affect the progress of the process for building work at St Mary's National School. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, Principal of St Mary's National School, Fintan Keating, raised concerns over changes to the school model.
It's hard to know, really. You know, we have often talked about this, and I'm not even too sure if another kind of school was offered in the area, if it would make any significant difference to our enrolment here, you know. And I think there would actually be a lot of annoyance here that instead of putting the investment into the existing school arrangements here, that they would be looking at actually a totally different model of schooling. I think that would not go down well in our own community here.
There are renewed calls for improved facilities and additional parking to be developed at the foot of Mount Errigal. Cathaoirleach of the Glendies Municipal District, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie, has made the call as road safety concerns have re-emerged over recent weeks owing to the increasing numbers of tourists and climbers visiting the site as the summer months approach. He says he will raise the issue again with both Donegal County Council and the Road Safety Authority this week to urge both bodies to re-examine the situation and to deliver the necessary facilities. Dozens of people placed for adoption in St Patrick's Guild in Cork may not know they are adopted. The Child and Family Agency has identified 126 cases where births were incorrectly registered between 1946 and 1969. They are cases where the adoptive parents of the child were recorded as the birth parents without an adoption order. 79 of the people affected may have no idea they were adopted. Children's Minister Catherine Sapone says an independent review has been ordered into the incorrect registration at St Patrick's Guild.
It's hard to estimate the true extent of incorrect registrations of birth because this practice was concealed. There's little or no documentary evidence reflecting the fact that this practice was and still is a criminal offence. They may have been motivated at the time, however misguidedly, by a belief that this was best for the child.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking all the running footwear and accessories you need to go the distance.
It's almost 14 minutes past five and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with golf, and world number 24, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, was one of four big names today confirmed as competitors for Ballyliffin, and he'll be hoping to emulate his Spanish compatriot John Rahm by claiming the Dubai duty-free Irish Open hosted by the Rory Foundation title at Ballyliffin Golf Club from July the 5th to the 8th. While his 2016 Ryder Cup teammates, English trio Matt Fitzpatrick, Chris Wood, and 2016 Masters champion Danny Willett have also confirmed their participation in the prestigious Rolex event. As one of the European Tour's eight Rolex events, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open will carry extra Ryder Cup points for those players hoping to earn a place in Thomas Bjorn's team for Le Golf National in September. As well as defending champion John Rahm, tournament host Rory McIlroy, Patrick Harrington, Graham McDowell, Shane Lowry and Paul Dunne will all play a part as of a strong Irish contingent. Moving on to rugby, and Letterkenny's Joe Dunleavy, he'll start for Ireland in tomorrow's World Rugby Under 20 Championship opener against France. The Malone and Ulster players been named in the back row with Matthew Agnew and number 8 and captain Keelan Dorris. Dorris is one of six players in the team who'll be appearing in the tournament for the second time. Three uncapped players have been included: centre Peter Silvestre and wingers Tom Roach and Dan Hurley. They'll all make their Irish debuts against the tournament hosts in Perpignan. Moving on to Gaelic Games, and the GAA have confirmed the dates, venues and throw-in times for the first round of the All-Ireland Football Qualifiers. Mayo's match at Limerick will have a 6 o'clock throw-in time at the Gaelic Grounds on Saturday week. Mayo boss Stephen Rochford says they need to put their Connacht quarter-final loss to Galway behind them quickly.
When you're so invested in the provincial championship and you're really trying to edge out that winning performance, and that, you know, your confidence takes a little bit of a, you know, goes on a little bit of shaky ground, so that's the one thing about the qualifiers as well, that allows you to try and build that up. So you're somewhere in between. Logistically, it's good. You didn't have to go to Waterford, you know, or up to Antrim, or maybe take a flight to London. So them elements are better. But it's going to be a tricky game, I have absolutely no doubt.
Elsewhere, Wicklow and Cavan, they meet in Aughrim at the same time, as will Offaly and Antrim and Tullamore. Wexford and Waterford, they go head-to-head at Wexford Park. That one's at 2 o'clock. Owen Beg has been named as the venue for the match between Derry and Kildare, which will start at 3 o'clock. Navan, it'll host the game between Meath and Tyrone, but the start time is yet to be confirmed for that one. And the match between London and Louth will be played in Ruislip the following day with a 2 o'clock throw-in. Moving on to soccer, and Sean Williams has left the Republic of Ireland squad to prepare for his wedding. The Millwall midfielder made his debut in last night's 2-0 defeat in Paris to France. John O'Shea has linked up with the group ahead of his 118th and final cap against the USA this Saturday. In other news, former Chelsea midfielder Frank Lampard is said to be closing in on a deal to become the new manager at Derby County. The Rams are looking for a new boss after Gary Rowett left the club to join Stoke City last week. Lampard confirmed he was in negotiations with Derby over the weekend, and reports claim talks have reached an advanced stage. And Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says they've signed a fantastic player who's an equally fantastic person. That's in Fabinho. The Brazil midfielder will complete a move from Monaco on the 1st of July for a fee reported to be just short of £44 million. He's agreed a long-term contract, the exact length of which hasn't been revealed. And Mo Salah will travel to Spain tomorrow to have treatment on a shoulder injury as he attempts to get fit in time for Egypt to play at the World Cup. The Liverpool forward was forced off in the first half of the 3-1 Champions League final defeat to Real Madrid at the weekend. The Egyptian Football Federation says Salah's in high spirits and is determined to return quickly. Their first game at the tournament is against Uruguay in 17 days. And England and Manchester City forward Raheem Sterling has defended his decision to have a gun tattooed to his right leg. His dad was shot dead when he was just 2. Sterling posted on Instagram that he'll never touch a gun in his life and that the artwork is unfinished. He says he shoots with his right foot, so it has a deeper meaning. On the pitch locally tonight in Ulster Senior League, there's one game down for decision. It's Swally Rovers against Bonnie United. That one kicks off at 7:30. Finally, for this evening in tennis, Serena Williams is playing her first Grand Slam match since landing the Australian Open title in 2017. The 23-time Slam winner won the first set 7-6 against Kristina Pliskova in the opening round of the French Open. Williams is 5-4 up in the second set. And defending champion Rafa Nadal safely through the second round. Having led by 2 sets overnight, the Spaniard took a third set this afternoon on a tiebreak against Italy's Simone Bolelli. Nadal's chasing his 11th title at Roland Garros. Men's third seed Marin Cilic, 2016 women's champion Garbiñe Muguruza, and 2-time winner Maria Sharapova, they're all through to round 2. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. There are calls on both locals and tourists in Donegal to be mindful that with the spell of good weather comes a heightened risk of gorse fires. Last summer saw the Donegal Fire Service stretched to the limit, dealing with up to 50 gorse fires a week, and there are now fears similar instances could occur during the current dry conditions. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says there are a number of measures to take in order to prevent gorse fires from happening, but he's warning that they can happen very easily.
We've had a massive influx of visitors, which is great to see over this last week with the good weather, and a lot of our own. People in the county are going to seaside and walking trails in the forest and all for a day out. And what I'm saying is just flagging up to people to be very careful if they're having barbecues and the likes about places where there's dry tinder, like in the hills or adjacent to beaches where there's heather and all that there. Just to be very careful in how they dispose of the barbecue, ensure that it's put out properly, and to take the rubbish home with them. We've had in the recent weeks a gorse fire over in the west there, just outside Gidor. What it does, it ties down our emergency services, and it costs an awful lot of money to the local council. So I'm just asking people now to be mindful when they're out and about, to come out, certainly enjoy yourselves and have a good time and really enjoy this excellent weather we're having, but to be very, very careful in relation to the barbecues. And indeed, any litter they leave behind, whether it be glass bottles or indeed where they dispose of their used cigarettes when they're finished with them.
Police in Derry are appealing for witnesses following the report of an assault in the Carnhill area of the city on Thursday last. It was reported that around 9:55pm a 12-year-old girl was assaulted by approximately five males aged in their teens in the vicinity of the Tunnel or Sleevemore bus stop. The girl sustained bruising to her head as a result of the incident. Police are keen to speak to anyone who may have heard or seen anything in that area around that time. Councillor Patrick McGowan has been elected as the new Cathaoirleach of the Stranorlar Municipal District. He replaces Councillor Martin Harley in the chair with the announcement made at today's municipal meeting in Lifford. Councillor McGowan says he has a number of areas that he wishes to focus on in the coming year, with the border issue topping the agenda.
We've faced a lot of challenges, okay, similar to other parts in Donegal, but we've literally a land border with Northern Ireland. The border affects us hour by hour, not day by day or at Christmas or something like that, and with fluctuations of sterling and new laws and legislation and that, and people are nervous sometimes doing business here and doing one thing and another, but from our municipal areas as public representatives, I do sometimes query that we get the same support from senior management and departments as other MDs do. For example, other MDs have been all up meeting ministers for road, minister for flood and all that. We haven't the opportunity yet. Now, we were promised we would get meetings this last 2 or 3 years. We haven't. These are the kind of issues I'll be taking on, that I'll be looking for a lot more responses to the members' queries. All of the members, if they put motions on, I'll be demanding that within the month or 6 weeks that we'll be getting answers to that. I'll be looking to get our projects pushed higher up on the county list. And we do have a number of opportunities. We're working quietly behind the scene on a number of projects, and sometimes you don't like to talk about them in public until you know you actually have them delivered. You have the money in place or the funding, or someone says you have the digger and the field, because sometimes things do go wrong and then people get very sceptical. But look, there is a lot to do.
Gardaí say the tragic deaths of three young people in the space of 2 weeks is unusual and a coincidence. Investigations are continuing into the deaths of Justine Valdez, Anna Creechel and Cameron Riley. The Acting Garda Commissioner says significant progress has already been made, but Donal O'Connell admits there is still a long road to go.
They're unusual. It's unfortunate that we had such a run in such a short period of time. You wouldn't expect crimes of this nature to happen. That often, that a few did happen in a short space of time, I'd say is just a coincidence.
And for weather now, dry, warm and mostly sunny this evening with just a few patches of cloud. Continuing dry tonight with clear spells and light breezes with lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Vicky Feeden has supported calls from Donegal County Council to abolish the HSE. A motion put forward yesterday by Councillor Mary Treads-Gallagher received unanimous support. She called for the HSE to be disbanded in the wake of the cervical check scandal. Housing Minister Owen Murphy has confirmed that Minister Damien English is to meet with officials tomorrow to discuss the defective block issue, which is affecting hundreds of homes in Donegal. Minister English in December told people in Carndonagh that there would be news on a redress scheme by the end of April, which was then pushed back to May, with that deadline once again fast approaching. The HSE has confirmed that there are no current plans to create a second renal dialysis unit for Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has now called on Health Minister Simon Harris to fund the expansion of renal dialysis services at the hospital due to demand within the county. And the Dáil has passed a motion calling on Fisheries Minister Michael Cree to replace the statutory instrument under which penalty points were imposed on fishermen. Last week, Donegal Deputy and Fianna Fáil spokesperson Patha Gobe-Gallagher moved a private member's motion calling for the provision to be scrapped. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 29th of May. The death has taken place of Josephine Doherty, late of Shrove, Greencastle. Removal from the Chapel of Rest at Carndonagh Community Hospital this evening at 8 o'clock, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. If desired, donations in lieu to Ard Evan at Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Hugh Dunleavy, Ard Lass, Port Salem. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his late residence. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Patricia Toland Markham, Greenan Park, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at her father Harry Toland's residence at Ballydurone, Burnfoot. Funeral on Thursday, leaving there at 10:15 to St Angus's Church, Burt, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in Burt Cemetery. Family time, please, from 12 midnight to 12 midday. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Anna O'Kane, Gillygully Road, Drumquin. Her remains are reposing at her home, leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, interment to follow in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eileen Devine, née Kelly, 3 Pierce Gardens, Strabane, formerly of Braj Lifford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Murlog, Lifford. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Western Health and Social Care Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Eddie MacDade, Johnny, Ballybeg, Brina Glenswilly. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St Columbus Church, Glenswilly, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Kilfeek Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Centre for Independent Living, care of any family member or Con MacDade and Sons Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Jenny Mullen, 19 Cedar Street, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 9:20, going to St Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery.